The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
This one has full body force field. And this has sonic blast capabilities. You need to breathe underwater, then this is the one for you. And this one has x-ray vision. This one will give you scabies.
Give me scabies? Why would I want scabies?
Challenge yourself. Every man should have scabies once in his life.
Okay.
I hesitate giving you any helmet. As big a simp as you turned out to be. But what the f***? If you can do some good with it, maybe take out a couple of commies, some blacks, a papist, or something. Better than sitting in this closet.
You had to bleep stuff out of that, actually. It's Robert Patrick's character, who's called Augie Smith, which is funny because it's a comedian friend of ours named.
Peacemaker is the show. It's on HBO Max right now.
Thank you for
Welcome, Robert.
Robert, when you read the script for this, that's hardcore language, man. It's great. What'd you think?
You know what? It's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't read the scripts. That's the irony.
Oh,
James
really?
Gunn called me up during the pandemic on a Zoom call and said, "Hey, man, I wrote this project and based this character on you and performance I'd done in Perry Mason for HBO and said, you want to come do it? You're Archie Bunker on steroids."
Huh. Got it. That's a great nod. That's how he described it. But, I mean, we bleeped out a few words we couldn't play on the radio because it, you know, upset people. But it's just great stuff, man. It must be fun to play, huh?
Oh, Todd and Tyler, this thing is over the top. It's absurd. It's crazy. And boy, did I need it. You know, this pandemic being on lockdown, I just wanted to rip it open, man.
And sounds like you did.
Gun and go to casino. Huh?
It sounds like you did.
Oh, yeah. I had fun. The show's the number one show in the world right now.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
More people are streaming this than anything. It's so much fun to be a part of and work with Cena. I think Cena's just a great guy. We had worked together 16 years ago, and I've done a couple projects together. So to play his father and just be able to say the horrible things I do to him on a daily basis is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Are you drawn to the superhero stuff? Do you like the superhero stuff?
You know, I'll go wherever, you know, I go wherever basically the job opportunities create themselves. The sci-fi world and this is my first delve into the DC comic world.
Right, right.
So I am thrilled to be a part of DC comic and to actually have a super villain character to play on top of being an asshole, or on top of being a horrible father.
You can say asshole.
You can say that.
I wasn't sure.
No, that's okay, Robert. On this show, you can say that. Robert Patrick with us. And obviously you're familiar with being iconic characters, you know, Terminator, obviously everybody knows you from that, but you've been in a ton of stuff since and all this stuff. And we love your work, by the way. Did you ever wrestle?
I appreciate that very much.
No, we have. I mean, first of all, I mean, I forget all the stuff you were in sometimes. I mean, first of all, I love the movie Copland. You're amazing in that. We also, your roles in Sons of Anarchy was great. I mean, you're all over the place all these years. And
I have been.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. I have been so blessed to be able to hook up with so many different iconic characters in iconic projects over the years. It's been very gratifying to me. I'm super thrilled. I mean, you got to imagine, I'm just some kid that grew up and wanted to continue pretending to be people that I'm not. And it's just wonderful that this career has worked out for me, to be honest with
Robert
you.
Robert Patrick, you're similar ages as the two hosts here. Are you starstruck at all anymore when you meet people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's big names in rock and roll that certainly I would geek out if I ever met them.
How about meeting people?
By the way, I wanted to mention this show, HBO Peacemaker.
Right.
I mean, how about the music? It's all hair metal.
I know.
Hair.
Yeah? I know. It's great, the music.
You know, when James Gunn writes the script, he sends you a playlist.
Okay.
He says, here, this is a Spotify list. This is the playlist. These are the cues. These are the musical cues that I've written into the show. And you can play it and kind of get a tone for, you know, what the rhythm is for the show.
It's I got it. Oh, so they give you the playlist and everything. I mean,
Do you possess?
Yeah, you literally can cue things up and hear them as a, you know, cut two, and now, you know, we hear 11th Street Avenue Kids by Hanoi Rocks, you know.
Man, I love, that's so cool you mentioned
that.
Do
you possess any musical talent? It runs in the family.
Yeah, my dad was a trumpet player, and then my brother is a guitarist, Nine Inch Nails, and went on to create a band called Filter, and had a couple of multi-platinum records.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys play it. I don't know what your format is there. What's your format?
Well, after we say goodbye, we play. Our stations play Filter. We're on a bunch of stations. Our stations play Filter and Nine Inch Nails, all those bands. So we know your brother's work. That's pretty cool. You're more famous.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But could you play anything?
You know, I played the drums when I was a kid, but I think my dad got rid of those. I think one of my uncles that didn't like my dad gave me those drums.
Now, I'm hesitant to pass along stuff I read on the internet because I've been burned too many times.
Like a lot.
But you've sure. actually been on stage with your brother a time or two, correct?
Yeah, well, I have in Houston, Texas. I was down at a big motorcycle happening down there, and I heard my brother was in Dallas, and I rode over there, and I got up on stage with him and did a song, and it was crazy. It was insane. One of the most fun things I've ever done. I was so adrenalized, I'll tell you. Rock and Roll Stars, that is... That's a great gig.
Yeah, you're right. We know some rock stars ourselves personally, and you're right. They do have it when it is a great gig. That's a rough gig. You know that better than anybody. It's a rough gig, but people think your gig's better. If you had the choice, be a famous musician or famous actor, you're one of them already. What would you rather be?
I think for me and my personality, what I'm doing, I'm very well suited for. I have, on a serious note, I did sing with Alejandro Escovedo at Austin City Limits at the Moody Theater. I've sang with him twice.
Okay.
And I do really enjoy the experience. I like singing, but you know it's. To walk away from acting right now is not a very smart thing to do.
Not
me.
At all. Robert Patrick with us. You can see him right now in Peacemakers. John Cena's dad. It's a hardcore show. We love it, and the dialogue is great. What else is happening? I hate to say that because this is what's happening right now. But what else is in the future for you?
Well, there's a lot of things going. As a matter of fact, I'm studying for a new role now. I'm going back to work with a friend of mine that I've done several things with, and I don't know if I have the ability to talk about it freely.
Okay.
A lot of things we're doing these days are non-disclosure agreements, so you're not allowed to, you know, pre-talk about them. But there is the possibility for HBO Max to bring us back for a second season of The Peacemaker, so I got my fingers crossed for that.
It's a big hit. They got to bring it back.
Do you believe, like your character, Augie Smith, that a man should have scabies at least once in his life?
Every man needs a challenge.
Robert Patrick, Robert, thanks a lot. Congratulations on the new role. Love your stuff. And then thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, God bless you. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye now.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, and you should have scabies once in your life.
Probably not, but I love that line.
No, you should.
You said, let's go kill. He says kill blacks in there.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other. I know. Yeah,
but he didn't. The one I bleeped out was an actual slur.
Oh, no. Yeah,
it was an actual slur.
Slur against a certain ethnic group. Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
You might know him, Nick. He was T-1000 in Wayne's World.
Yeah. Have you seen this boy?
I was looking through his IMDb when you guys were talking to him. He was in some Meatloaf music videos, too.
Yeah, I think he was.
Well,
you're right.
I saw. T-1000 has made a cameo appearance in a number of movies.
Yeah.
In addition to Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about the soundtrack to the show, by the way, and it is.
It's a load
of 80s hair metal.
He dropped the Hanoi Rocks, man, which you don't know.
And I'm pretty sure it was episode one. Towards the end, there is a scene where John Cena, in nothing but tidy whities, is like lip syncing. I want to say it's House of Pain from Faster Pussycat.
I love that song.
into a vibrator.
Really?
He's using a vibrator as his microphone.
You sure you just
We've all done that.
Did you just dream this? I'm sure you didn't dream this, Bush.
This is too absurd to even dream.
Robert Patrick, as you said, he's always fun.
He was very good.
Well, he brings it all the time, man. He really, really brings it.
Yeah. He acts like he wants to be here.
Yeah, he does.
That's why he's a good actor.
Right.
Well, and you're right.
Sometimes we don't even act like we want to be here.
You're so right about him. He's totally one of those guys, when you start looking at his IMDb, you go, oh, my God. He's just been in everything.
Right.
And Amazon renewing one of its newest shows ahead of schedule. They say Reacher will return for a second season. The action thriller was just released a few days ago, February 4th, but Variety reports the show is already in the top five most watched shows of all time.
The Reacher fans, they call them the Reach-arounds. They never liked Tom Cruise in the movies because apparently the character in the book, he was a bigger, taller guy. But I love the Tom Cruise.
I like the movies.
Yeah, but see, I didn't read the book, so I don't really care. He's supposed to be taller and more stoic than Cruise was. But Cruise was pretty quiet in those movies.
I'll probably watch this series.
No, it looks pretty good.
It looks good.
It looks pretty good. But I remember they were pissed off when they booked to Tom Cruise. But see, Tom Cruise sells movies.
Yeah.
That's why he gets those. This guy's an unknown dude. That guy couldn't be in a movie. Nobody would care. But the series to watch.
You got the second movie because Tom Cruise was in it.
Yeah. Well, the first one, even for that matter.
Is it violent enough?
I love the Reacher movies.
Yeah, I thought they were good.
Yeah.
I was thinking Reach Around when he said Reacher as well.
I watched a piece of some violent movie last
night.
We're
doing the big work here, everybody.
Oh, it's a Denzel. The Equalizer?
Oh, yeah. There's two of those.
I love the Denzel ones.
And in one scene, he takes care of about six Russian mobsters. You know, with various...
Both his Equalizer movies are great.
With various implements.
But you know what, though? I'm not buying it. I picture Queen Latifah when I think of Equalizer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
She's my Equalizer.
This was pre-Queen Latifah.
No, his movies are good.
This movie came out a while ago.
His movies are good.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I know it's Denzel, but I just cannot click on
Denzel.
The Macbeth.
No, I ain't watching
on Apple.
No, it's Macbeth. Why am I going to watch that?
That got an Oscar nod.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's great. It's Denzel. He's a great actor, but man, black and white and Macbeth.
It's Shakespeare. I'm not watching Shakespeare.
Did they change the language or is it Shakespearean language?
I think it's Shakespeare.
I would have to click on it to know, can't.
Yeah,
because nobody talks Shakespearean.
No.
Shakespeare heads like that, but none of us do. You know, I don't care. You
know. No, when I was reading that in college, I didn't understand it at all.
And didn't care.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Are there still Shakespeare heads?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Theater geeks.
Anytime it comes up in Jeopardy.
Oh.
You lose all five of them.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Shakespeare.
No.
But a lot of people who go to college apparently do.
I know that Romeo and Juliet died.
Yep.
And then Shakespeare may have been gay.
Yeah.
And maybe not even Shakespeare.
That's
but I don't want to read it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to read it. Yeah.
Remember,
I could have just stopped it. I don't want to read.
I think we had to do one. We had to
I want to burn those books, by the way, the Shakespeare books.
It was one Shakespeare play a year, sophomore, junior, senior year.
We read it in high school.
We read
I read it some high school, but I didn't care.
Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, and something else.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yep.
Something else.
That seems to be the popular one. Did you play the Mel Gibson role?
Of course. Look at me.
I watched a movie last night on Netflix. It's called Chloe. It's like an hour, and it's not about a dog either. Chloe's played by, what's her actress's name, Puss?
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried. You recognize the blonde girl?
Oh, from Big Love.
Yeah, but she's a grown woman now, so she's completely hot. And she's naked. And Julianne Moore is a woman that hires this woman to have sex with her husband because she thinks he's cheating, and Chloe's Amanda Seyfried's character is a hooker. So she bangs the husband, and then Julianne Moore is really into her telling the story about how she banged the husband. So she gets excited, and they have a lesbian scene that would...
I'm pretty sure that's been listed on Mr. Skin's like all-time girl-on-girl
scene. What's this movie called?
Because they're both famous, and they're both naked in this scene. Yeah, it's boner-inducing, Nick.
Yep. And she talks.
Yep. It's called Chloe.
Right.
And what's it on?
Stories.
I want to say Netflix, yeah. Mm. Hour and 30.
Perfect.
Yeah. Julianne Moore has always been impressive. When she got naked in Boogie Nights, she got railed on the desk. She's a great actress and doesn't care about being naked.
That's ideal. So that's
better than Macbeth.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
There's no
recommend. It's a melodramatic, you know. Nobody's getting shot up in this thing, you know. But you'll like it.
They should have a Mr. Skin category on Jeopardy.
They should.
That'd be nice.
And on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you seen the documentary?
I still haven't watched it yet. I gotta watch that.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes, it's Hulu. On everywhere. Okay. Oh, Hulu. It's on Hulu. Right.
Okay. Yeah. No, I thought it was on several platforms.
Yeah, I got them all.
But it's really well done.
Yeah.
I think he said it's on Hulu at least for the rest of the year or something. And
what's it called? Skin.
Yep.
The history of nudity in movies.
Right. Just throwing it out there. Check out Chloe, Nick. You'll like it.
Yes.
Any red blood American
sounds like
male.
It.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Well, that's best case scenario.
Well, they're famous actresses and they're naked.
You get to watch her ping the husband, and then the wife, instead of getting pissed, bangs her. Like, that's
perfect.
Great.
Yep.
After she tells the
that
story.
That writer's a genius.
Yeah. I think the writer just wrote the movie to get off. Hey, I'm going to offer it to her and offer it to her. And she thinks,
and then they bang, too.
Now, you girls got to touch each other also.
And tell me all about it.
Yeah.
And it was a scene, I'm watching it by myself in the bedroom, and that lesbian scene goes on pretty long. And I'm thinking, every once in a while, when I'm back there, Becky will just come back and go to the bathroom or say hi or bring the dog in or something like that.
Make sure you're not taking care of yourself.
And there's a huge screen with just two women naked on it. I'm watching a legitimate movie, honey. It's called Chloe.
And Chloe's sitting here next to me, which is getting weird.
They're legitimate actresses that happen to be, you know.
Yeah, this is art.
Both of them naked.
Yes.
Very. I'm looking at it on Mr. Skin right now.
Yeah, yeah. And it does make a difference when actresses are famous and you know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Liam Neeson's the husband.
Yeah, he's the husband, right, yeah.
Is he naked?
No, you don't see him, yeah.
Well, that sucks, puss.
Yep. No, this is what I'm seeing here is definitely good enough.
You had me at sucks, puss. It's all here with sucks, puss. Okay. Just helping you out, you know. You want to watch something, you know, easy, an hour and a half, you know.
Netflix should have a nudity section.
Yeah, they probably they should, right.
As seen on Mr. Skin.
Right, yeah.
Right. Mr. Skid gives you exact minutes up until that scene, too, right? Always does.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is there a counter?
He counts them. He knows off the top of his head. He's amazing.
But I don't know if that's available on the website. Because they just give you, you don't need to look at the movie. They give you the clip right there.
According to a study of 2,000 same-sex and opposite-sex couples, one in two couples think not helping out with household chores is just as bad
as cheating
on their significant other.
No, it's not.
No, I don't know how they think that.
That is really
or
stupid.
Worse. Even
listen, I do help out mainly putting stuff in the dishwasher, which I'm pretty bad at it, but I do it anyway. And I do my own laundry, but there's no way in hell my wife or most of our wives would yell at me less if I cheated.
Yeah.
I'm not out front like Fred Flintstone pounding on the door if I don't do the laundry. If I'm cheating, I'm on Todd's couch. And even then, Christy wouldn't have me.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be
talking. You're screwed. Right? You're at the extended stay motel.
So, no, that's just stupid. That is stupid.
Well, yeah, because you can't be like, she's like, oh, were you banging her? I'm like, yeah, I did but I dusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dusted that.
Yeah, we need a woman to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
You're not getting the same reaction as I didn't take the trash out, I banged another woman. It's not the same.
No.
On any level.
Well, that's not in the vows.
No.
I'll be faithful to you. I'll vacuum once a week.
Right.
And if you do that, you get a free pass. Oh, but you vacuum.
It's how many? What's percentage of that, Craig?
1 in 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's 50%.
That's crazy.
That's stupid.
Who are they talking to?
I don't know.
Now, 40% say that they've gotten into more arguments about housework with a significant other now as compared to before the pandemic. Something in there changed.
No, I do less than my wife. That's for damn sure. I'm not going to.
Seems.
A lot less when it comes to housework, but I still do enough, I think.
Well, you do enough to keep everything at bay.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about. Yeah.
That's great.
Also known as the bare minimum.
But not enough.
Everything at bay is a fair
to get a hall pass.
No, not at all. I'd have to.
Did you bang that? Yeah, but I dusted.
Yeah. I don't dust, yeah.
Do enough for her to not feel justified yelling at you.
Right.
But still not enough where you would feel like, wow, I'm doing too much.
Right.
I emptied the dishwasher from time to time.
Good for you, man. See, at least you're not cheating.
Yeah. Well, now if you start doing more around the house, like, what are you doing? I'm like, getting ready for some strange.
Right.
See all this? See you later.
You made the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, I do that too.
I don't make the bed.
Yeah, it's like every household chore you do gets you like $3 strange bucks.
Yeah.
And you can stash them up until you got enough to buy some.
Okay, you guys try that out first.
You put it in a jar.
Let me know how that goes. Strange bucks.
Clean the garage. That's good for a handy from somebody else's hand. Yeah, that's not, that would not, no. I don't know what relationship, I don't think I know anybody that would fly.
That's just stupid. I do like strange bucks, though. Todd Tyler's strange bucks.
Keep a little jar in the kitchen.
Right.
You got a little chart as to how many strange bucks each chore is worth.
And it's all up to her what she says.
Right.
It's going to cost you a million strange bucks.
And how many you have to acquire to go and then use them?
Strange bucks.
And that's, good luck cashing those in.
Yeah.
Doesn't your husband cheat on you all the time? But he's so good around the house.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yet if you find somebody... like another woman, she's not going to accept strange bucks.
Well, that's the thing about this about that movie I was telling you about. She thinks that Liam Neeson's cheating, and I don't think he is. But she sends this beautiful hooker to hit on him, and he flirts with her and he ends up doing her because she's gorgeous.
That's total entrapment.
Thank you.
That's Dateline NBC stuff.
Thank you.
Craig Peters wants to know what happens when the wife finds out you've been doing another woman's dishes and laundry.
Oh, well, that's a violation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's divorce.
That's emotional cheating right there.
You wake up at your mistress's house and do the dishes. Yeah.
I'm glad her plates are clean.
Strange bucks. I like that. That's Nick. Bring it up today, Nick, with your wife. We'll see how that goes.
Everybody bring it up.
Okay, Nick first.
Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.